It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
The headline, you have a new car. Well, it might be telling your insurance company you're a bad driver. The New York Times just did a huge story on how car companies have started sharing our driving data with insurance companies.
No.
Yeah. They pay for the data.
But this seems illegal if I don't okay it.
Okay, well, we're going to get to that part of the story, but if they don't like how you're driving, they will up your rates or even double them. And the funny thing is, last year, my car insurance went way up, and I wondered why.
Yeah.
Why did it go up?
Right, what did you do?
I even called my insurance guy and asked him about it, and then he found, you know, some other companies, but all the costs were very similar to the point where it wasn't really worth
switching.
But this article, New York Times, mainly talks about General Motors, but most of the major car companies are doing the same thing now. Basically, here's what they do. And this is the words that are put into the article. They trick you into using free apps. So in other words, if you have a car, whatever car, yeah, make and model it is, mm-hmm, typically the manufacturer will have an app that you can download.
Right. I have one that I've not downloaded.
And the fine print, which none of us reads, says that they can share your data with, quote, third parties. One app, General Motors, called OnStar Smart Driver is pushed as something to, quote, help you become a better driver. General Motors confirmed that they use it to share, quote, select insights about hard braking, hard accelerating, and any time you drive over 80 miles an hour.
Oh, man, I would be in so much trouble.
Now, if you enabled this, you can unenroll at any time, but you might not even know you signed up. Car dealers get bonuses now if they sign you up. You wouldn't know unless you looked at the fine print really carefully. And to your point, Doreen, the folks in D.C. are aware of it. Just last month, a senator said it could be illegal under the Federal Trade Commission Act as a deceptive business practice. But so far, nothing has been done. Industry experts say if car companies want to do this, they at least need to be upfront about it and give us a warning that we can actually see, not hide it in the fine print.
Yeah.
And this is not a rare thing, by the way. They're tracking millions of drivers. So if your insurance rate went up recently, like mine did, that might be the reason why your car is ratting you out to your insurance company.
No, thank you. Well, they used to let you do that on your own, like with the progressive little thing.
Correct.
You could plug in or whatever. And I remember thinking, oh, hell no.
Right. So hard braking, hard accelerating, and any time over 80 miles an hour.
Mm. And then, I'm assuming they can just add whenever they want, right? Approaching a light too fast, going through a yellow light.
There you go.
I'm sure it can watch you
do just about anything. Greg Warren talks about insurance.
I spend a lot of money on insurance, but I use it. I pay a lot. I should pay a lot, but I want more from my insurance company. First of all, they say they're going to send you an insurance card. Stop calling it a card. It's a piece of paper. At least laminate the card. The library laminates their cards. I don't think the whole library system made $3,500 last year. They don't send you a card. They send you a piece of paper, and it's got a dotted line on it with a picture of scissors. No, no, no. You cut it. I'm not cutting it. Not for $3,500. You can hire a couple of cutters up there for that kind of money. If you get a piece of paper in the mail and it's got a picture of a scissors on it, just know you're doing business with some greedy dirtbags. At least back in the day, they did a thing called perforation. Perforation. Remember that? That was their way of saying, hey, we're not going to cut it, but we'll get you started. You know, it was a fair deal. Each side gave a little bit. You felt like you were being treated like a customer. There is no more perforation. It doesn't exist. The only thing left that's perforated is toilet paper. And I'm telling you right now, if Charmin starts putting scissor pictures on their product, I'm going to have a real problem with that. Yeah, yeah.